is Wade Rathke with the chief organizer's report on book banning and the fight to stop it. Representative Kim Hindren had an idea, and in the age of Trump, no one probably told him to just take a deep breath or think twice. So he probably thought it was a dandy idea to introduce a bill in the Arkansas legislature to ban Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States and pretty much anything that Zinn had ever written, believing all the late Boston University historian's work was a threat to the country itself. He's probably right in a weird way. Zinn's history definitely tells stories of people and events left out of most books, yet still a vital fabric of the American experience, regardless of the efforts of Representative Hindren and others to whitewash the past to fit their own ideologies. Hindren clearly didn't realize that when it came to book banning, he was kicking the hornet's nest, but talking to Deborah Minkart, the executive director of Teaching for Change and the co-director of the Zinn Education Project, it was clear to me that he has met his match, no matter what happens to this little hater bill. Minkart and the Zinn Education Project responded to news of the bill by offering to make available copies of Zinn's book and related teaching materials without cost to any Arkansas teacher or librarian that was interested. In the first blush, they were overwhelmed with requests within days for 300 books, virtually depleting their entire stock. In the subsequent weeks, the requests for copies have now crossed 700 volumes by the time I was interviewing her on Wade's World. Thanks to Hindren, the book has now gained a wider audience, something he clearly did not realize was going to happen. Teaching for Change is no neophyte when it comes to ensuring that the whole story gets told. They've been in business for 25 years and provide tools for teachers and students that are going to be even more valuable in this time when the U.S. Department of Education is facing a leadership crisis at the top of their structure, trying to go to war against public schools altogether. Minkart detailed a program that makes deep contributions in Latin American studies and a special project in Mississippi that is focused on allowing people in Macomb in the southern part of that state to relearn the important role that courageous neighbors and community residents played, working largely with SNCC organizers during the Civil Rights Movement. Minkart's points were telling. Fast forward 3 or 4 decades and the story becomes Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, Martin Luther King, and a few others rather than the tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of small but earth-shattering roles played by regular people saying yes and saying no in ways that were different and profound. More than Howard Zinn's book, the real fear that Representative Hindren and so many hundreds of legislators around the country have now is that they might have unleashed a level of people power they can no longer contain. And supporting Teaching for Change and the Zinn Education Project may be part of the way it loosens the bounds and allows for harder questions and a new way of thinking. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.